the information needed is pretty minimal to be able to complete it. It needs to be accurate, because accuracy will definitely help to make sure it's rated properly.
The deadline for the Chamber Blue of Kansas questionnaire is coming up on August 18th. Hayes Chamber President and CEO Sarah Wassinger, along with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Group Sales Advisor Jeremy McGuire, stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
What Chamber Blue of Kansas is, it is a association built by
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of
Executives.
Chamber of Commerce Executives of Kansas. And it's built with local chambers around the state that are participating. And it's an association health plan. And what exactly an association health plan is, it's the type of group medical insurance for organizations that allow smaller companies to access health insurance savings and products associated with large group medical coverage. That's the short answer of what that is. It just gives people an opportunity to get a health plan that if they're a small 2, 3, 4, 5 person band of a group, they wouldn't have the ability to get this type of coverage. But through Chamber Blue of Kansas and the collaboration with CCEKS, this is an opportunity for them to be able to go out and get that.
You know, in our membership visits that we've been having over the past several years, one of the things we hear the most is just affordability of benefits and how having a comprehensive benefits package is really so crucial in recruiting and retaining great workforce. So definitely that's why our chamber is partnering with this effort again this year. We have over 55 other chambers of commerce across the state who are actually doing this. To the best of my knowledge, I think we might be the furthest west out this way so far. Correct me if I'm wrong.
There have been a couple that have been added further west, but for a while the Hayes Chamber was the furthest west, and this is something that is gaining popularity. And this the 2024 plan year that will start January 1st will be the second plan year for Chamber Blue of Kansas. And so we're in the midst of the first plan year right now. And so other chambers are hearing about how this is helping. And like Sarah just alluded to, how this is not only helping with an opportunity for the groups, but an opportunity for retention and recruitment, because, hey, this is what we have. And so it's starting to get word out further west. And so, which is huge. It's huge for those chambers out that direction too, but it's been a real tool, great tool for the Hayes Chamber, I believe, as well.
Now, if you are a business or an organization who is not currently a member of our chamber, there is one caveat to this plan. There's a couple of nice things. Number one, you can take the survey questionnaire, and that essentially gets you the information for the pricing of the plan when that is all released. The good thing about it is, though, is you are not required to join the plan. If you get the pricing back, and let's just say maybe that's not a cost savings to you based on the size or health of your group. So you don't have to necessarily take that benefit if you don't want to. But in order to qualify to sign up for the plan, you also do have to be a member in good standing with our chamber. And what that means is you just have to pay your bill on time. So,
right. Very easy. In that survey, the deadline for completion of that survey to be considered for Chamber Blue of Kansas is August 18th. So like you said, James, we're not very far away, which, you know, my mom always told me that life flies by really quickly, especially as we get older. And, you know, I thought it was just January, and then February where, you know, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl again. here we are in August. So August 18th isn't very far away.
Now, if people are curious as to where they can access that questionnaire, we do have it linked on our website on the homepage. So just visit Hayes, H-A-Y-S, Chamber, C-H-A-M-B-E-R.com. And then we have that kind of screen slideshow that shows up, but you'll eventually see that option on there. Click it. It takes just a couple of minutes to complete. It's not very invasive. You don't have to put in, you know, prescriptions of your staff member or previous health history. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it, Jeremy?
That is correct. It's not something that you have to set aside an afternoon to complete, which, you know, we're all busy. It seems like we get busier and busier. And so we understand that. And so the information needed is pretty minimal to be able to complete it. It needs to be accurate, because accuracy will definitely help to make sure it's rated properly. One thing that is different this year for 2023 is there is a risk threshold for entry into Chamber Blue of Kansas. So that's why it's really important that that information on there is accurate.
Okay. And again, getting the survey in by that deadline of August 18th doesn't lock you into anything, doesn't mean you're going to have to do it, just gives you the option later on.
That is correct. So just to be able to see the rates for what they would be for your group, because it's going to look at the average age of your group and things like that, and that will determine help determine what your rates will be for 2024. But in order to do that, you must complete that survey.
A few other things that you have to, I guess, kind of fit the bill to qualify. You have to have a minimum of 2 full-time equivalent, correct?
Yeah, two W-2 employees.
And then the cap is 50, correct?
Yes, okay. 50 is the maximum amount. So it's really tailored for chambers. It is really tailored for chambers, because we know there are a lot of small groups that struggle to find that benefit, and this is tailored for them.
So Blue Cross Blue Shield will do some rating, of course, after that deadline. And then do you want to kind of cover the timeline for next steps after that,
yeah,
Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely. So August 18th, we get that survey results by 11:59 p.m. We get those done. We're going to submit that to rating. Rating will look through each and every one of those, which is it's a process. So, but that's why we put that deadline at August 18th to give us the timing to do that. During the month of September, rating will work on those rates as well. In October, the renewal will be given to CCEKS, and renewal communication to existing groups and new businesses will come out in October. Then come November, we'll have member enrollment with new groups and renewal groups. And then in December, we will have rates that will be finalized by December 1st. Our desires is that those rates will hold. If there is a huge census change, there's a potential that the rates could change, because it changes the viability of the group if there's a big change on, you know, like we said, you don't have to enroll, but to see the rate, you have to do this. There's a lot that say, we're not going to enroll. It could change. Last year, it didn't. So we're hoping that's the same this year, but we can't guarantee that until we see those surveys come in and then see who enrolls and who doesn't enroll.
Now, if you're driving in your car and don't have your hand on a piece of paper or a pen, you can visit the Chamber's website as well for a list of the plans. We don't have enough time, obviously, to cover all the different types of plans that are available, but there are a lot of different options that should make a very solid fit for most employees.
That's the beautiful thing, is we understand that not every plan works for every group and for every employee. It's not a one-size-fits-all, here's the one plan you get. So there are 8 individual plans that are available for groups. You can choose any one of those 8 plans. You can also choose groupings of those plans. We have quad options, which is a 4-plan option, triple option, which is a 3-plan option. Then you have also dual options that are available, and those are available on the website, where you can go and view those with the, and you can see what we currently have. And then come 2024, we'll be ready to rock and roll.
Employers are required to pay a minimum of 25% of the lowest cost plan. So just wanted to make sure that little nugget of information was out there too.
That is correct. They can pay more than that if they want to.
Yes. And I would encourage you to do so if you can afford it.
That is correct.
To keep your employees happy.
That is correct.
Excellent. Well, guys, this sounds like it's a win-win situation. Everybody should definitely, if you have any interest, get in, get that survey. Again, you can find the link over at hayeschamber.com. That is due August 18th, just to get your information in and make it an option for you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, guys, I know we want to talk about some other things going on down at the chamber, but Jeremy, anything else on this point we want to hit on before we go?
No, I just think, like we said, it's a great opportunity to support your employees as a group, support your local chamber as well, because when we all work together, things are beautiful. And I think this is one of those opportunities. So if you have questions, like Sarah said, go to that website she mentioned. They'll answer anything. If you have anything more and you put a request in, she'll get it to me and we'll get you answered, taken care of.
Excellent. Sarah, let's talk about, you've got some new members down there, right?
We do. So, and a few of them might be interesting, or you might say, why are they a chamber member in Hayes? Adobe wants to connect with our business community, and they just signed up last week. So they want to make sure that people know what resources they have available to them. And then more of a local company, Aviguez LLC, they're a painting company, so they're excited to be a new member with our chamber. And then Mason's Morning Light Foundation, we will be scheduling a ribbon cutting with them, hopefully here in September. They are an organization that started to help families who have lost loved ones. So I'm very eager to help spread their message too. So please feel free to visit the Chamber website to get more information about those businesses. And we very much welcome them as a part of our organization.
Very cool. And, you know, to me, those three, like, what a great example of how the Chamber can bring people together.
Absolutely. We have such a good plethora of businesses and a good variety. So if you're ever looking for people to do business with, we hopefully think that you'll look to shop local and support our local businesses first.
Absolutely.
And speaking of local businesses, we have a lot of them that are hosting events this week. So
yeah.
Can we jump on over to that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Perfect. Okay, so tomorrow we have a ribbon cutting with Hayes Med. They are doing the Mel Bruggeman Diabetes Solutions ribbon cutting at 4 p.m. If you go into entrance A, it'll be inside the DeBakey Center at 2220 Canterbury. And then August 9th, we will have a ribbon cutting at Brief Space. It's hard to believe they've been there for 5 years. And it's also National Co-working Day, which that's what they do. So come join us at 9 a.m. At 219 West 10th Street for that ribbon cutting as well. And then August 9th in the evening, we'll have Igniting Leadership at Defiance Brewing Company's downtown location at 111 West 7th Street at 5:30 p.m. August 10th, we'll have our HYP Advisory Council meeting at the Welcome Center at 2700 Vine Street, and that'll start at 5:15. And then we'll conclude our week with our Chamber Chat, and that is a different location than what people might have seen on the calendar previously, so make sure you go to Next Tech, and that'll be at 2418 Vine Street at 9 a.m. And then just a friendly reminder that this week we will continue to take applications for our Chamber Board of Directors and our ambassadors, as well as our HYP Advisory Council.